money, greed, and God, why capitalism is the solution and not the problem, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order right now on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. You can also order via the mail, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. This may be the most important book you will read in a long while. The idea that Christianity plus capitalism equals the collapse of democracy has become a liberal mantra. And meanwhile, like a bandit in the night, socialism and fascism are slipping quietly through the back door. I've mentioned this before on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but it bears repeating. Think back to October 1917. Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin. He was campaigning on the promise of change and led a Bolshevik party to victory on the pretense. And he was absolutely convinced that redistribution of wealth would draw heaven down to earth. And so the Bolshevik bureaucrats in Moscow began to print money, and they seized assets, they confiscated private property, they nationalized companies like banks and factories and farms. And then a year later, Lenin introduced a cradle-to-grave healthcare system that utterly bankrupted the Soviet economy. And you'd think that the utter failure and devastation that ensued in the wake of Lenin's failed socialist experiment would have precluded any other government from following that same foolhardy blueprint. But it didn't. Another October, 32 years later, 1949, Mao established the People's Republic of China, and he begins a similar socialist experiment. But I would say today there's an even greater horror on the horizon, and that is that those who are blithely unaware of history might well be resigned to reliving its horror. Even now, as China is moving away from socialist economics, Western economies are bent on an opposite persuasion. If you listen closely to the rhetoric, you'll hear the legislation of Vladimir Lenin, maybe even the lyrics of John Lennon. Remember the song, Imagine? Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Look, socialism in the century past led to economic and spiritual chaos. And we know only in principle what's going to happen in the future as the specter of socialism continues to haunt our own generation. And that's why I am so committed to putting the book I hold in my hand into your hand. It is one of the most intoxicating, informative reads I've had in a long time, and I love reading books. I remember when I first saw the book, Jay sent it to me. I read it in one sitting, and if you look at my copy of the book, it is underlined in all kinds of different colors. It's an education in a book that we need because we're in the midst of a great economic crisis ourselves. And to not know the principles of capitalism today as opposed to the principles of socialism and fascism is a dangerous proposition. And I don't care whether you're a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker, you need to understand the principles of economics. It's easy if you try. You can do it. This book gives you the information you need in a digestible way. We've heard all the stories about capitalism. We've heard it's greedy and it's bad. But what's the real truth? And is there such a thing as Christian capitalism?